The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, yesterday, schools across the country finally got a roadmap from the government on how they should reopen next month. They've been closed since mid-March due to the pandemic. But of course, Ireland is not alone in confronting the task of reopening schools. Some countries like Switzerland have been able to open theirs as early as May. So we wanted to see what it's like to teach in a reopened school and what can our secondary school students expect come September. And to discuss this, I'm joined on the line now by Liam Printer, a secondary school teacher in Switzerland, originally from Westport in County Mayo and the host of the Motivated Classroom podcast. Liam, you might tell us a little bit about your school and what measures were introduced to allow it to open safely and have they worked?
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, we opened back up on the 11th of May, which when you consider it, it feels like a long time ago. We were only in lockdown in Switzerland for kind of 6 or 7 weeks, really. And when you think we have a land border with Northern Italy, you know, I think that was one of the things that definitely people were very apprehensive about going back to school when we did so early. So how it worked when we went back on the 11th of May was students up to the age of 16 were essentially allowed back into school every second day for the first 2 weeks. And what that meant is we had half of the kids learning at home and half of the kids in front of us. And the reason behind that was just to have less people in the buildings, less people around to allow for spacing. And it really just allowed the students to get back into what it felt like to be back in school. So they came in every second day. And then after 2 weeks, that was removed and they were back to normal full classes. And about 2 weeks later after that, the older students, so the equivalent of 5th and 6th years, they came back to school then on the 8th of June.
OK. And can you maybe give us an idea of what it's like now in the classroom? I mean, for social distancing measures to be put in place, I mean, it's obviously a very different world. Do you and your colleagues have to wear face masks, for example? Do the students have to wear them?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Like, so basically, when we came back to school, the school said it was up to us if we wanted to wear a face mask. That was completely our decision. Same with students. I would say very few of my colleagues decided to wear them. I would say maybe like 1%, 2%. And there were people, I think, who were a bit more apprehensive or maybe in a more vulnerable category. The social distancing. So according to the Swiss federal government, what they said when we went back to school was, according to their research and their medical departments, students up to the age of 16 do not need to socially distance, but adults do. So what that meant for us in our school was that, of course, now, you know, they also said wherever possible, you should try and maintain distance as much as you can. So that's exactly what our school did. So we had staggered start times and end times for the primary kids, for example. So instead of starting at 8:15, they would come in at, some would come in at 8:15, some at 8:25, 8:35, and the same when they're leaving at the end of the day. And that was actually mainly to make sure we didn't have too many parents on campus. It wasn't really to do with the kids. It was mainly we didn't want more adults in the building. Adults weren't allowed into the building unless they had an appointment. There was like lines and signs all over the school, like one-way systems wherever possible. And they made like a kind of a funny like looking 2 meter box type thing around our desk in our classroom. Now, when I say a box, it wasn't an actual box. It was just a line on the ground of tape. And essentially the kids were told you're not allowed to enter that space because they were trying to protect the adults. But the kids being kids, you know, at lunchtime and at break, of course, they're not socially distancing, but according to the Swiss federal government, that was okay. So that's how we went about it.
And have there been any issues, any confirmed cases of COVID in the school since you reopened?
No, there hasn't. No, we haven't had any confirmed cases, luckily. Now, what was interesting was when we went back, we had about, in Switzerland at the time we went back on the 11th of May, there was about 40 cases per day, new cases per day on average. So when you consider at our peak, we had about over 1,000, I think it was about 1,200 per day at our peak. So, you know, it was very low transmission when we went back, quite similar to where Ireland is now, I would say. And it stayed at around that level of about 30, 40 cases per day. But actually, after about 2 weeks, it went down. So we were only getting about 15, 12 cases per day. And that maintained pretty much right through to the end of the year. It then went up to about 40, 50, and it's up over 100 cases per day now. So definitely a slight increase. But that's mainly been since the borders opened. So while the schools were open, there was no increase. And some of the teachers in our school who decided to kind of stay and work from home if they were able to, because they were in the vulnerable category. And we had to kind of help to cover their lessons and stuff like that. But, you know, you just do your best. They what they decided after about 2 or 3 weeks is they actually came back to school because they realized, well, actually, there's not been any increase. And look, sure, I was well apprehensive, completely was, before we went back to school normally, you know, especially about taking the bus and the train and that type thing. But, you know, I was relatively surprised that we didn't have an increase in cases, to be honest.
Okay, well, look, that's good news and long may it continue. Hold that thought, because we're also joined on the line by Michelle O'Kelly, a principal of a Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore in Dublin. Can I ask you, Michelle, your thoughts on the measures introduced by the government at long last yesterday? And how confident are you of reopening your school safely in 5 weeks' time?
Hi, Frank, and thanks for having me on. So firstly, I'm really excited about reconnecting with our students and welcoming them back to the school space. And I'm quite confident that we can manage the situation so that everybody's safety is paramount importance. But I think, Frank, it's important for me to highlight that our school is in a very good position because we're a small school. We've only 160 students in our whole school.
It's a little bit easier to manage them with a smaller number.
Yeah, well, we've small class sizes. And, you know, this is something that's been now being highlighted during the reopening of schools. We need smaller class sizes in Ireland. So because we're a disadvantaged school, we have smaller class sizes. But every school in Ireland needs smaller class sizes so that students get the learning experience that they deserve. And the reopening of schools has just highlighted that smaller class sizes work best for our students. So we're quite confident with our biggest class of 27 students. We've just 1 year group with 27 students and the rest are all 24 students or below. So we're quite confident that we can bring our students back. We can focus on connection and feeling psychologically safe at the beginning and then work our way towards the curriculum and the new norms so that our students can self-actualise in a very safe space.
That's actually a really good point. And I might just ask Liam about that, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Sorry to cut across you. Just in relation to how the students have responded to returning to school, did you notice any, you know, differences in their mood or behaviours when they came back? Were they as apprehensive as you and your colleagues were?
Yeah, honestly, I think they probably were right at the beginning. You know, I think at that stage, you have to remember the 11th of May is quite a while ago and it was still really quite new. And I think everyone was a little bit freaked out going back, but the kids were fantastic. And like my fiance is actually a doctor in Switzerland. She works in pediatrics, so she's a lot of interest in this as well. And she's just done a master's in global health. So we would be looking at this type of stuff together and talking about it. And we just looked at a National Geographic article recently, and which was just talking at exactly about this, saying that while adults are kind of affected in the physical way with our, you know, our breathing and not being able to move and these things by COVID, the students and the kids are much more affected on a mental path, I suppose, that they're not around their friends, or they're not around their people, their teachers who they care about. They're not involved in sport anymore these days. So getting them back into school was the number one kind of thing, was about student well-being and trying to get them back. But of course they were apprehensive, but I was really impressed with the way that they took to it, and they tried their very best to do what you could. But if, obviously at break time with a few hundred people out in the yard, they're obviously going to be mixing. But I think for their actual well-being, it was so important for them to get back to school. And that's for me as well, for teachers, like for me to see my colleagues and other people around, it made just everything much better for me. You know, even though we were 2 meters apart at the coffee machine, you're still talking to each other and you're still chatting about the difficulties and what things are going on, and you have that sense of community. So that for me kind of made it a lot better after a couple of weeks. But the students were excellent, to be honest.
Yeah. Michelle, just on that, Liam spoke at the top of the piece about how his school introduced this hybrid class model, day on, day off, for a little bit of time, and then it was full throttle. Now, the government roadmap that was published yesterday, you know, doesn't suggest that we're going to do something similar. Would you have liked to have seen that come into place? Would that have been more difficult to manage, or do you think it would have been an easier way for people to make the transition?
To be fair, Frank, I would rather try all students back together, and the reason being, you know, during school closures we've seen so many gaps widen around the digital divide, around literacy, around numeracy, around students needing to connect with their teachers to learn. So I would rather start with all students back on a phased basis. Like, they won't all come in on day one. They'll all be brought in and given some training and told this is how our school runs, etc. But I'm really happy that they're all back. And I really want to see them all back. And, you know, we can then work through any kind of problems that we see occurring. But I am happy that they're all back. I think young people need, for their well-being, for their sense of self and for community, to be back in their school space.
Do you have to make any structural changes to the actual building to facilitate some of the measures that the government want to be introduced?
Yeah, we will, Frank. And that's a good bit of homework that's to be done over the next 4 weeks. And, you know, all we can do is do our best and communicate with parents very honestly and transparently to let them know where we're at. So, you know, if we're not where we're supposed to be on the 27th of August, it will be through no fault of our own. Mm-hmm. So we'll just keep on communicating with parents who are extremely supportive in our school, and they want their kids coming back to a school that's up to spec with the health and safety guidelines. So that's what we'll be aiming for.
And the reason I ask you that now, just about whatever structural changes you need to make, is because one thing that struck me is that, you know, we're 4 or 5 weeks out from the full reopening. You know, it's hard enough to get tradespeople this weather to come in and do a job, but to do it, turn it around in 5 weeks for 1,000 schools potentially across the country just seems like an enormous task. Would you share that concern?
I absolutely share the concern around the structural space and also around teacher recruitment, because we've only 4 weeks to know how many extra teachers we're getting, to advertise, to interview and to Garda Vet teachers. If the maths doesn't add up, so we won't be able to have Garda Vet teachers in front of our students in 5 weeks. It's impossible.
Liam, can I ask you then, finally, did your school and other schools in Switzerland have to hire additional teachers, obviously to provide for the potential for teachers to become ill themselves and have to self-isolate?
Yeah, I can't speak for other schools. I'm not sure. I've friends in different schools, but I think what mainly happened is that colleagues tried our best to step up and cover people's classes wherever that was possible. So I know in my department, I'm actually a Spanish teacher, and in the languages department, I know that we had a couple of teachers who were in the vulnerable group and weren't able to come back for those first few weeks. And we just kind of stepped up and took their classes and did whatever we could. Now, of course, there's an understanding that it's kind of patchwork and you're doing the best you can. And
but
I think
also,
that
Liam, you're putting yourself in danger, potential risk. You know, was that something that crossed your mind when you're stepping into other classrooms?
Yeah, it was. Look, I think there's, you know, I totally empathise with the parents, students, teachers who are apprehensive and nervous about going back. I was absolutely there as well. And, you know, there's all sorts of things we don't know about it. But I think that when we were asked to kind of step into other classes and stuff, it wasn't, you knew that there was a risk, of course, but we were doing the best we could. We were staying as spaced as we could. We were trying to put in the guidelines that were in place, you know, following our one-way systems and stuff like that. And I think the important thing is that, like, we all have the kind of same goals in mind. We just want safety for staff and students. We want to prevent future interruptions, and we want everyone back. And it's so nice hearing Michelle talk about just like the enthusiasm of getting back to the class. And it's one thing I miss about teaching in Ireland. Just the teachers here are great. Like, they're so enthusiastic and want to be around the kids. And that's, for me, the really important thing is getting back and making sure that the students get the best we can do for them, realizing it's not going to be the same. It's going to be a bit different, and we're going to try our best, but we're all learning in this, you know?
Absolutely. Look, we'll have to leave it there. Liam Printer, thank you very much for that. Michelle O'Kelly, our principal of Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore, best of luck with the next few weeks now and the full reopening of your school.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.